The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is going to be happening in 2017. I'm trying to find the nominees that they are going to have. I guess they're going to reveal them this week, but there are some ideas of who may be getting in. Hang on, I got 9 things going on this computer. some of the ones that they are talking about. Hi, everybody.
Sorry.
What's going on? Welcome back. Glad you guys can make it.
I got stuck.
Jackasses. We're talking about the Hall of Fame this year for 2017 coming up, the induction. They're going to announce who they're inducting. Some of the acts that are eligible for this year include Pearl Jam, which I think Pearl Jam's in immediately,
obviously,
right?
Obviously, yeah. Yeah. How would you even, that should just be in.
Tupac.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Tupac.
Yeah, but it's okay. So I know it goes back and forth to that it's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. At this point,
it's just music.
Yeah. Why not do so? Does it make more sense? Because they do have the country.
You want to segregate them? Racist?
No.
Tupac should have. They should have their own thing.
It's at the point where hip hop is not rock and roll, and they've separated so far that hip hop is a great genre on its own, and it deserves its own Hall of Fame. It doesn't need to latch onto the rock and
roll.
Easy,
Gene Simmons.
But there's really no like real rock and roll anymore either.
Oh, by your, well, maybe.
I mean, like now,
yeah,
today,
right.
Like the ones that they're inducting, yes. But so, I mean, in the future, then
well,
there
would. But yeah, I mean, it's really there's only a few rock bands left at this point.
Well,
right?
There are some. They're out there. You just have to because like the first thing that I think of with rock bands is Rival Sons. And
yeah, but I would
love
say
that rock band.
But I'd say they're hard rock.
What would you call, I guess, like 21 Pilots? That's alternative?
Yeah.
But does that fall under rock and roll? I don't know. Guys get to, like, I remember when I was like 14, the pop punk.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, you like Blink-182? You're gay. That's not punk music. The Misfits is punk. Like, they would get mad at me because I liked a different type of music.
People have their, hard and fast rules. Like, this
Isn't
falls
crazy?
Into this category,
yeah.
this, whatever.
This is metal, but no, this is not speed metal. It doesn't classify. I don't
Sludge
need it. It's all
metal,
fast and scary to me.
Grindcore.
Which is still one of the craziest names I've ever heard in my life.
There's all kind of different subcategories. There's black metal. There's, death metal. There's all these
Drudge
different things.
Metal.
Yeah, I don't know. Rock and roll. Yeah, they should probably, instead of doing a hip-hop Hall of Fame and this Hall of Fame and that, whatever, they should just change it to the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot easier for them. But some of the acts that are eligible, because what is it, 25 years after their first album comes out, I believe, is the ruling, right?
I think we've talked about that with Eddie Trunk before, but I don't know for sure.
I think it is because Pearl
25
Jam...
25 years after the release of their first record.
Pearl Jam 10 came out in 91, I believe it was. So that would make them eligible. So Pearl Jam, Tupac Shakur, PJ Harvey.
Who is that?
PJ Harvey, aren't they ones that did that flagpole sitta?
That's what I was just thinking.
Right? That's them, right?
No. PJ Harvey is an English musician, singer-songwriter, and poet and
Oh, so that's different. Is it a lady?
Yeah, this is a girl. What's the flag? I know what song you're talking about, too. I just don't...
Harvey Danger.
Yes! There it is.
This is PJ Harvey, so this would be who... the lady.
Yeah, the chick.
I have a feeling this is not going to be...
Uh-oh.
This is not going to be like the other stuff. Oh!
That little girl.
I love this song.
Really?
Yes!
So much to me. And now I'm old.
Yeah, I love this song.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
This is called Down by the Water.
Just what I found. That blue-eyed girl. She said no more.
Okay, but that's the only song I know by her. At least I think that's the only song. I didn't even know who she was at first. So she may have more songs. But she is eligible. Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I like Alanis Morissette.
Who at one time was the biggest. Like, she was
crazy,
huge. That was everywhere. That song was everywhere.
Isn't it?
And
ironic?
she had a few others. Yeah, she had It's an Ironic and a few other songs after
that. She fizzled out quite fast from my memory. She was there, she blew up, and then she was like gone.
She was there for years,
there.
Though. You Ought to Know, though, was like everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was like, girl power.
I know you guys don't like that. Like, Mike always complains about like the chick rock in the 90s, but like that Meredith Brooks song, I'm a Bitch.
Oh,
I'm
brother.
A lover.
Like,
I loved
the
that
zombies.
Music. Sheryl Crow. Like, I loved it. The Cranberries, all that stuff. I enjoyed that music so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
that lady.
What was the
Shania Twain? I know. No, I love
who's
her
the
too.
One that did Black Velvet? A lot of miles or something like that.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, Black Velvet. Yeah,
I did that in karaoke one
did
time.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was pretty good. Let's see, who else do we have? Temple of the Dog.
Oh yes,
which was Soundgarden, Pearl Jam together doing stuff.
But how long did they do? Like, because I know that they're coming back out with like the tour now, maybe a possible album. Have they put out like a bunch of albums?
No, it was just that one.
It was
just that one.
Is that a super group or is that, I mean, wouldn't that be considered a super group? Does that get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Sure, it can. Yeah. I mean, as a group, they put out that album and it's been 25 years.
And so
I don't know whether that necessarily gets them in, though. I mean, they only had the one thing and a really Hunger Strike was the only song off there that
Maybe
really made.
I'm hungry.
That was on the radio.
And I always thought that was Eddie Vedder. I thought that's him singing that song.
Eddie Vedder's in it.
But he's not in the band.
No, he was on with that, though, with Chris Cornell.
Okay.
So Chris Cornell sings on most of the album, but Eddie Vedder sings on that as well with Chris Cornell.
So the most successful song.
Right.
Song by Eddie. So it's Eddie Vedder with
but,
a bunch of other guys. Yeah,
he does that. I'm going hungry. Yeah. And then Chris Cornell goes,
I'm going hungry. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, that was perfect. Tori Amos, who I'm not a real fan of. Paul Weller.
I don't know who that is.
Paul Weller. Anybody want to look that up? I don't know whether I know who Paul Weller is either. Rob, you'll be very excited. The Cranberries.
Littlefinger. Oh. I love that song.
Aphex Twin and The Prodigy. The Prodigy came out and changed everything.
Is that Smack My Bitch Up?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was the first electronic rock.
Yeah, they seemed to really start the electronica movement.
Yeah,
you know?
They're great.
And then it really got
Fire
good
starter.
When Limp Bizkit got into
it. Oh, yeah.
Some of the other acts that are up for consideration include The Smiths, Nine Inch Nails, The Cure, Kraftwerk, Blur, Smashing Pumpkins, Soundgarden, Hole, Tom Petty solo, not Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Bon Jovi.
Heartbreakers got to be in there, man.
Screw the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else in that band except Tom Petty and his weird heroin face.
He is the Heartbreaker.
That is such a weird face, right? It looks. Am I anybody else like
it
the
looks
weird?
Looks like the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland came to life. Yeah, right?
It is because a weird straw looking hair. You're right. Oh man.
Janet Jackson, Chaka Khan. Let me rock you. By the way, I heard that the other day.
Where? Chipotle? Were you?
No, it was on some 80s rewind thing, whatever. And I was dancing in my car. Oh, man, it was something else.
Oh, there's some good ones.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Chick. Or is
that
Chic?
Chic.
Chic. The Cars.
Yes.
Sting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Tracy Chapman.
Oh, that's that one.
That's the one you got. Because I got a fast.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, just in a weird pitch.
Okay.
I got a fast call. Yeah, I like that song.
Electric Light Orchestra, also known as ELO.
I like them.
Alice in Chains, who I said yesterday, one of the best, I think. Fish. Oh boy, I know. What's her name? Just got excited.
KB
on Twitter. Yep, got very excited about that.
People love that band, man. They travel all over the country for that, which is cool because I would do that for Bruce if I could financially.
They're
do
the
it.
New Dead, dude. No.
Yeah. Do you think there's because people left their families and lives to follow the Dead? I wonder if there are people out there that do that for Fish. Where
I'm sure they do.
Everything.
And you know what? They don't have a lot going on.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot going on with their family and lives.
I guess you can just walk away from that when you have nothing.
When you have no job and no shoes, you can follow a band. I'm kidding, Fish fans. I don't need your tie-dye shirts thrown all over my car. The Meters, Warren Zevon, The Zombies, Los Lobos, Jethro Tull, The Moody Blues, De La Soul, who was De La Dead, one of the guys just died this last year, and Sinead O'Connor, which that'd be interesting if she gets in.
Because she's crazy, right?
Yeah, she's totally nuts.
I remember she was on a bridge in Chicago threatening to kill herself and her family had to call
Sounds
the police
about right.
on her. Sad, mental illness is
Last year, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction class included NWA, Deep Purple, Steve Miller, Cheap Trick, and Chicago, which is a fantastic class.
Yeah, that's a great class.
Like, that is a solid class. So if I'm going out of these ones,
Bon Jovi has to go in.
I would go Pearl Jam.
I would go
Jethro Tull. Where are you?
Didn't you say Jethro Tull?
Oh yeah, Jethro Tull.
Oh yeah.
I'm going Pearl Jam. I'm going Bon Jovi. I think Tupac is going to get in there.
He should.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey
should.
Mariah Carey, who has
you don't
like
think
more
Tull?
Number ones.
He's the first flute playing rock god that I know, you know?
First off, it's not a he. Jethro Tull is a band, just like Pink Floyd. So
I mean, he's the guy. He's the guy.
No,
he's not.
I know.
Just guess his first name.
I just called him Jethro.
I know it. Ian Anderson. Yeah.
Because I think he did something without Jethro Tull, and it was, they had billboards, and it was like, come see Ian Anderson. I'm like, who's that guy? And then I saw the photo, and it's him with a tie-dye shirt and a flute. And I'm like, yeah, it's Jethro Tull. That's awesome. Let's go see him.
So the real Jethro Tull guy is a guy that had something to do with agriculture or something, I believe, way back when. And Ian Anderson was doing the songs of Jethro Tull, but spoken word. And a whole like kind of play about the guy Jethro Tull. That sounds interesting.
So I take back my Jethro Tull vote.
No, but I mean Jethro Tull may get in there. I don't know. I would go Alice in Chains, but if you're putting in Pearl Jam, does Alice in Chains get in, or does that they're like, hey, we got one?
No, right. And don't they make you wait? Like it's almost like one of those like, hey, yeah, you're eligible this year, but we're gonna show you who is who, and you're gonna have to wait a year before you get in.
Right, and you may be waiting a lot of years before you get in.
Yeah, because Bon Jovi. Been out. This is not their first time being eligible. I mean, they've been on there before.
That's unbelievable that they're not in.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins, another one. Janet Jackson should be getting in.
I know it sounds dumb because they don't have the catalog of music, but really, you're right about the Prodigy. I think that's one of those guys who actually changed the way rock and roll kind of was being done by introducing that, I don't know, that techno element to it. That was the first time
electronica.
I'd ever heard. That's the first time I'd ever heard that. So I would put those guys first ballot, man. You're introducing a new type of music to people. That's revolutionary.
I say we, as a group, and we'll have Mike do it tomorrow, is we write down our five, what is it? 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But is that every year, or do they do more some years than others? Like, I didn't know.
I don't know.
Just six.
We'll do our top six and see how many we get right. Whether we can figure it out or not, and we put a little wager on it or something.
Have you ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, I have not. Like a huge, not like $1,000, but I don't know. We'll figure something out.
No punches.
No punches.
Can we
have to buy the other person ice cream.
How about, can we do that? Please do that.
That'll work out. We'll figure all that out. I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have no real desire to go.
They put it in the worst possible place in the world.
Ohio?
Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio. They're like, hey, what could we do to make people never come to see this venue? We'll put it in Cleveland, Ohio. And so nobody goes and sees it.
Carmen, really, all I need to see is, you know, a couple things. I don't know.
Cool stuff, but it's like, hey, you could go to the Hard Rock.
I was just about to say.
And you go, that's all I wanted anyway.
I go to the Hard Rock and I park in the parking garage and I come down that escalator and Alex Van Halen's drum set is right up there and I go, that's all I need. Yeah. Right. Alex Van Halen.
But I mean, like watching like the MTV Music Awards is way different than actually going to the award show.
Oh, you're saying going to the award show. Yeah. I'm saying even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The award show, no, because it's like 9 hours.
Oh my God.
And it's ridiculous. And you know what HBO does? They cut out all the BS, most of the BS, and just get to the good stuff.
You have no idea how many different categories they actually have. And then it's like best cinematographer for a rock and roll movie. And you have to sit through that. And then it was cool though, because I got to go the year that Guns N' Roses was inducted. And so I got to see Guns N' Roses in the whole hype was, will Axl show up? And then he didn't. Miles Kennedy came out and sang with him. It was still a fantastic show, though. And Green Day got in that year, too, so Green Day was there. It was really cool.
By the way, missed opportunity. Not that they're not making millions and millions of dollars by their tour anyways. Guns N' Roses had Axl came out, sang, and said, we're going on tour!
Oh, my God.
People would have freaked out. I mean, they freaked out anyway, so it's totally fine. So there you go. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. We'll figure out who's going to be the actual people getting in this year, or next year, I guess it'll be.
Steven Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.